Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. The federal government's urging Southern Cross Care to reconsider its decision to make enrolled nurses redundant statewide. The Albanese government is concerned about Tasmania's biggest aged care provider reclassifying some of its employees, saying the idea has also been used elsewhere. The proposed Hobart Stadium's been slammed by senators as the plan was debated in Canberra. Jackie Lambie saying the Tasmanian government doesn't have the money to build the multi-million dollar project. She says the funds should not be diverted from necessary plans.
So where's the money coming from, Premier? From the roads? From the schools? From the hospitals? From Tasmanians to the AFL? The AFL is holding a gun to the head of Tasmanians. And that is the truth of the matter.
Hobart remains Australia's least affordable capital city, according to the latest Rental Affordability Index. It means we have high rent in comparison to the average wage in our capital city. And the CEO at the National Shelter, Emma Greenholsch, says there's a couple of reasons for that.
Incomes are sort of lower, I think, compared to, you know, other capital cities. But you've got things like vacancy rates and, you know, obviously there's been quite a considerable discussion about what the impact of Airbnbs have been.
And the latest summer bushfire outlook for Tassie's been released and it's a mixed bag. While the majority of the state is expecting normal fire potential, parts of the west coast are listed as above normal. Fire chiefs noting the risk of lightning strikes and below average rainfall for an increased risk, especially in the southwest. The Giants have key forward they've been craving, swooping on Aaron Cadman with a pick on the AFL draft last night. But it was a disappointing night for Tasmanian AFL hopefuls, with none of them making the top 18. The rest of the draft pick are being announced tonight. And Brazil sealed their place in the last 16 at the World Cup, a late goal enough to squeeze past Switzerland this morning.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.